Well, 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 you're back. You showed up for the first episode of Kristen and Chill. Welcome to the show. I am refreshed and ready to go. I just took essentially a month and a half long shower. You know when you're in the shower and you come out and you just feel better? I just feel better. I do. The show I loved and I think I made Stevie proud, but it was time for me to make a change, to do something lighter and easier on my brain. And that, my friends, is what you get today and going forward. I hope you all still like the show. I know it's a lot different. It's a lot more silly, but it's way more in line with what will make me happy. And I'm trying to make you guys happy and me happy at the same time. So hopefully I was successful in doing that. If I wasn't, I'm really sorry. Please don't go. Please don't leave me. So for Kristen and Chill, we're still going to talk somewhat about some mental health stuff, but we're going to shake it up with some everyday minutia as well, because for some reason, that's what makes me tick. And of course, as the weeks go, I'm sure the show will change a little bit here and there. But this week, we're starting out talking about things we should tell our therapists, talking about being socially challenged when you're depressed or tend to isolate and how to make friends. We're also going to talk about annoying things people do in a segment I like to call lukewarm topics, although I forget to say that when we tape. So just know that that's lukewarm topics because they're not hot topics. It's not like we're talking about the hot stuff like the Oscars last night. We're talking about just boring, mundane stuff. And we're going to close the show with tough love from my Uncle Tony. So you better listen to Tony. He's going to tell us to quit crying. He's going to give us some words of wisdom, but also not baby us. And I think we need that. Or at least I do. If you're new to the show, I'll just give you a quick little rundown. We started the show, my friend Stevie Ryan and I, and she took her own life. I continued to do the show. I did about 70 episodes without her until recently I decided to change the format. So if you're just jumping into the show, this show is a lot different than all the other shows. This is way more casual and chit-chatty and having fun with your friends versus a little bit more of a serious discussion about mental health. And I always say the best way to normalize something is to treat it like it's an everyday thing, because it is. And so we don't pull any punches. We don't pussyfoot around anything. We're super blunt, honest, and not afraid to tell the truth. And the intro song, if you're wondering what that is, because the name of the show now is called Kristen and Chill, it sounds maybe like it would be something to do with sex because of Netflix and Chill, but it's not. So being the very creative person that I am, I put some sexy music, like porn music, broken up by a record going into like crazy music, because really that's a little bit more accurate. It's not like crazy, crazy here. Not like crazy, 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 crazy. But you know, a little bit on the fringe, just a tiny bit, but not too much. So that's what the music is. And I hope you guys enjoy the show. And if you do want to support me on Patreon, thank you to everyone who has stuck around Patreon during this transition. And especially thank you to Charisse J, Steph W, and Destiny E for joining during this long, barren period of nothing. But we're back, and now it'll be something. So if anyone else wants to join Patreon, please go to patreon.com/mentallychill. I don't know if I can change that yet, so I'm going to look into it. If I can, it'll be patreon.com/kristenandchill. But until then, it's patreon.com/mentallychill. Please enjoy the show. Subscribe, share the show with a friend, rate and review, but only if you like it. And with that, I present to you the first official episode of Kristen and Chill. Enjoy. The fact that, like, I hit record, I don't want to affect us whatsoever.
Okay.
I want this to be very natural. If you have to have more alcohol, let me know. This is Kristen and Chill. This ain't no mentally chill, okay?
I found a ton of wine in your dining room. You didn't even know about it.
No, see, that's, I don't drink. I would like to drink more.
You should.
I would.
You had so much fun at Chowderfest.
I did have fun at Chowderfest, but I didn't want to have chowder.
I didn't want chowder.
No, I didn't want to have fun at Chowderfest. I didn't want to have fun at Chowderfest.
Why don't you want to have fun?
Because I don't really enjoy having fun. Like, I enjoy a certain level of fun. Like, this is fun to me. But going to...
So you enjoy having fun?
Yes, but not other people's definition of fun.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Like, doing stuff.
Doing stuff. I got to put on clothes.
Yes.
I got to go to a bar and talk to strangers. And a lot of it, the thing is, what I really don't like is pushing through the forcedness of the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really know them. What am I going to talk about? I can talk about anything. Really, do I want to talk about anything? No.
Yeah. No, I'm
I don't,
the same way.
Yeah, I don't like that either. I really don't.
Then what drives you out of the house?
That was because my sister-in-law planned it, I guess.
No, but I mean just in general, more on like a deep level, Jen.
Oh, more. I actually do need to see people to feel happy.
You do. Because like you didn't work this week and you felt almost like it made you physically sick from not. Bad.
Well, I was sick, but I think it perpetuated the sickness.
That makes sense.
I'd never see anyone if it were up to me. Yeah. I really want to.
Like, but the thing is, what's interesting is I feel like the people who are best with people, like you're good with people.
I know.
I'm amazing with people.
You are.
And we're the least likely to want to talk to people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's, well, people say it's all counterintuitive. The time, you're so good. You're good at meeting right. people. And it's just like, no. It's
like, but this
thing.
Is hard. This is not easy. Yeah. Like if I go over to my sister's, it's her fiance and his family. I've known them now for like 12 years. I have nothing to say. It's almost like I lose any sort of opinion, perspective, because I don't know what to say. I don't jive necessarily with them. They're great, lovely people, but I don't know them really. And they haven't tried to open themselves up to me. So when I go there, it's like preparing for,
here's
like
an analogy.
It's preparing for a marathon where I'm like, I have not trained for this. I can't do this. And then I, someone wraps me in a tinfoil blanket.
But you passed that finish line. So,
but I don't. That's the thing. It's almost like I drop out of the.
You drop out of the race.
Yeah, because I don't really try to make the conversation. But if I'm in the right scenario, it's easy. So we haven't discussed at all what we're doing for Kristen and Chill.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're discussing
this
it now.
Is it.
This is it.
Here
so,
we are.
I don't totally know because I don't want to lose listeners by not talking about mental health stuff. However, I'm willing to lose listeners, but I don't want to lose listeners. So
just continue to listen.
So just keep listening and pretend you're interested in what we're talking about. We're going to talk, I think, about like 1/4 of the show will be minutiae. Like we can talk about etiquette, stuff that bothers us. The 2/4 of the show, is that how I'd say it?
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that how I'd say it?
Yeah.
We can talk about, or not can, we will talk about... things that we'll tell our therapist. So we'll kind of get into a therapy type of session, things that are quirky that we don't like about ourselves or that we do like, or that are just weird. Then we can talk about how socially challenged you are, or I am. You may not be socially challenged, but I want to talk about for people who are introverts. I want to talk each show like about the guests' habits with friendships and how they make friends and why they make friends and what they're open to at whatever age. We're in our 30s now, and like I'm
friends.
Not hiring.
You don't
right.
make friends at this age.
Exactly. No. So talk about like friend etiquette, that kind of stuff. And we're actually going to be ending the show with tough love from Tony, who we don't...
Soprano?
Well, Tony Soprano is dead, but...
Montana?
Whatever happened to Gary Cooper?
What is that, by the way?
You didn't watch Sopranos?
No.
The strong silent type.
Oh. Yeah, no, I have no idea what that is. Don't bring up things I don't know about on my own podcast, please. I can't look unintelligent. This is the whole time I'm changing the show just to look intelligent.
It's not about being intelligent. It's about watching Sopranos.
Yeah. It's the best show ever. Ever.
Best show ever.
I watched a couple episodes, and my beef is coming from someone with a mental health type of problem. Mm-hmm. I don't like that Tony Soprano's got mental health problems because
that's the whole
I know. And I'm going to be going backwards for the mental health thing, but he's a tough Italian dude who should just keep his problems
to
himself.
That's what he says.
Yes.
What happened to the
whatever
Gary
happened
Cooper,
to Gary Cooper?
Oh. This is, I shouldn't be here. This is weak.
Right. Okay. All right.
We all got to talk to shrinks. Yeah. And,
right. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yes. See, I'm more him than he is him.
Yes.
And I think that's why my dad never got into it, because my dad loves the Godfather and like anything
he
Italian.
Would love it.
Oh,
but
yeah,
no,
you just
tried
to get breakthrough.
Honestly,
he tried to watch
the therapy
and didn't like
stuff
it.
Goes away the longer the show goes on.
I want them to just like put a hit on the therapist. Can we get rid of her, please?
There's
she gets raped.
Yeah,
she does.
She does, yeah.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
Then Tony.
Yeah, that
great news.
But Tony protects her. It's like awesome. Yeah. It's so good.
The commitment. It's the commitment.
Yes.
It's phenomenal.
Yep.
See, I could commit to watching Killing Eve because it was one season. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have to worry about catching up 10 seasons. Because if I wanted to watch Sopranos, it's almost, I'm drowning in it.
Yeah, but it's only like 10 episodes a season.
Yeah, and you'll watch it
so
again.
It's like 60
again.
Shows.
Yeah.
That's not that much.
No.
70, 80. You
it's
know?
So good. And it's so relatable.
Yeah.
Like, why?
I mean,
you got an Italian mafioso from New Jersey living a completely different life than you that's still dealing with some of the same.
See, but I don't want to know he's dealing with the same things.
But he talks just like Duff. He talks just like my dad.
Yeah.
That's,
I've seen bits and pieces. Yeah. But I've seen it when they've gone into the therapist's office. So I'm like, no, it's not my kind of Italian. Mm-hmm. I want him totally numb of feelings. I want him murdering people. I want him making pizza. And I want nothing more than that.
You get plenty of that. You do.
Yeah, I just think the one thing I don't... They think they call sauce gravy, and I'm not into that.
Oh, yeah.
They maybe don't. Maybe they call it
no,
sauce.
No, they call it gravy. Sunday gravy.
Well, my dad said, well, you pass the gravy.
What?
At Thanksgiving or something.
Oh, like real gravy.
That was real gravy.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah, we call gravy sauce.
It was stuffing.
Do you remember? That just
no, it was stuffing
he
called gravy.
Then he was just kind of having a
no,
mental
that's
lapse.
What he used to call
was
it.
Was he drinking?
No, unfortunately.
That's the dressing is the stuffing.
Dressing. Yes. That's what he called it, yes. Not gravy. Dressing.
Yes. Yes. That makes a lot more sense.
I'm the one drinking. Clearly.
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Well, stop trying to convince me to watch The Sopranos and start trying to convince me that you should be on the show right
Why
now.
Why don't we should reformat your show just to a Sopranos.
Yes, it's all about Sopranos.
Yeah, like 12
season
years
one.
Too late.
Yes.
We'll recap them all.
Does anyone make Alto jokes in the show? Soprano Alto.
I was like, oh.
No, they don't reach that high for their jokes. My jokes are very elevated.
Yeah. What is the daughter's? I always forget the daughter's Meadow? Name because so it doesn't. She Meadow. Shouldn't be named Meadow.
Yeah.
Right.
She
exactly. That's
Gina.
The other thing, too.
Her name should be Gina.
Yeah. Like, what? No. Yeah.
So
I just feel like
I was
not
say she
to
was
the,
in a
yeah,
chorus.
But I feel like a trendy name like Meadow would hit like the Italian housewife that doesn't
really?
Have a. Like, she's
Meadow.
To pull,
if it's
know?
Meadow.
Yeah. That's what it was.
Okay. Yeah. Not like, Meadow, come have your kale.
No.
Okay.
I mean, Carm tried.
Did you?
Carm is a great name.
One more.
Okay.
Did you like the end?
No, because it was over.
Oh, I know the end.
I mean, the end
is good. I'm just saying, it's like when it was over, I felt like family members had died.
Yeah.
Like I felt like I knew these people personally, and then it was over.
When Gandolfini died in real life, that was like the worst.
Oh,
real
my God.
Like usually when celebrities
that
die,
was the
I don't
worst
care.
For me, too. Yeah. I was so sad.
You feel like you know him.
And he died in where? Italy.
Yeah.
Of all places.
He should have died in a therapist's office where I wanted him to.
In the first season.
Yeah, episode one.
Right.
Okay, so speaking of therapist's office, I'm going to keep doing the things I should tell my therapist. And so I'll start.
Please.
This is going to be a sharing circle because sharing is caring. And I won't stick to anxiety necessarily, but my therapist that I would tell her today is the amount of anxiety that I get before I have to be on a phone call.
That's not bad.
I shut down. My whole body stops. I have to nap, usually in fetal position. And I posted on Instagram a screenshot of my alarm that I set. And I did this with you guys when we were in our group chat. You were like, who would nap for 5 minutes?
Yes.
Me, because it's the only way I can deal with the anxiety. Like, if I have a phone call at 3, I'll nap from 2:55 to 2:59.
The middle of the
yes,
day?
Yes, it's
like,
weird.
I get it if it's at night and you're tired.
But I think it's an anxiety thing. It's like an anxiety nap. Like, I don't feel tired, but I feel anxious enough that my body almost, like, shuts down from, like, a lack of, like,
that sounds more like shutting
something.
Down than sleeping.
Yes, so I go into, like, a shutdown mode.
I don't do that, but I know what you mean with phone calls.
Yeah, I hate talking to people on the phone.
What do you do before you talk on the phone?
I have to, like, I don't do something. I just, like, go for it to get it over with.
Right. Because you are the type that you can call anytime. Like, you can call me and
I could call you.
Chat.
Well, it's different if it's a
different,
friend.
Yeah. It is,
like,
to an extent.
I don't even like calling to order Chinese food. You know, what if I mess up the order and I'm picky too, so I get my fried rice with no onions.
No onions is crucial if you're a no onions type. But by the way, you need to grow up and like onions. But I've been doing these voiceover jobs, and which, by the way, I'm doing a book on tape that everyone can listen to if
I can't
you want to fall asleep. It's the most ridiculous, tedious thing I've ever done in my entire life. And I was talking about how I don't like reading.
Yeah.
And I think one time I said, but if I was reading out loud, I'd love it. It's actual hell.
I can't imagine.
Because if I mess up a word, I have to either redo it. I can't send them the file with words messed up. And so the more you think about it, you're going to mess up.
I can't read out loud at all either.
Oh, it's terrible. But anyway, if you guys wanted to listen to that eventually, I will have. It's almost like an ASMR thing. I feel like I just sound like I'm putting people to sleep.
You said it's a teen book?
It's a teen book. But before I've been talking to people on the phone about voiceover stuff. So I've been like doing more of these like business calls with people I don't know. Yep. And to double the anxiety, it's for my voice. So if I talk on the phone in the wrong way and my voice...
Like, it's like an interview.
Yeah. Just the way I say hi. Yeah. So I'm totally shutting down every phone call.
Yeah, that adds another layer, I think.
Yeah, can you imagine that? All of a sudden, like, you hate talking on the phone and then you have to add the analyzation of your voice to the call. Yeah. I'm already overanalyzing what I'm saying.
I'm fine with calling close friends and like pizza places. Like I can do that, like doctor's office. It's when you have like those acquaintances or you're trying to make that, like I feel like is always so awkward. I can't get the timing right in conversation. So that's awkward.
The time.
Oh God.
Whenever, I feel like you would do this, Kyle. Whenever I do information exchange with a customer service person and they'll say like, what's your credit card number? And you have to do the da 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 da. Da 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 da. Oh, we're always off beat. Yes. And like she said, like, But then you get into a rhythm with the right person where you're
It's awesome. It's 1, 2, 3, 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great
6, 7, 8, 9. Mm-hmm. It's like the best beat. It's like the best rap song or like pop song. I'm like,
and then
I'm
you have this relationship with that person after. Like, I feel like
connected.
Yeah. Like you want to do the survey after and you don't do it, but you think about it.
Yeah.
And you have like this. All right, great talking to you, Susie from Indiana. But you know,
right?
Like I'll
but the energy
never
talk
to you again.
Do you ever, Kyle's like, I have no idea.
You guys clearly make more phone calls than me.
Well, you didn't even want to call to about your medical issue or about the bill.
You know what? I finally did.
I actually called.
Yeah.
Okay. How do you feel now?
Well, I still haven't gotten an official bill. There was all sorts of issues with the insurance, so it's just. Just a whole bunch of conversations.
That's
and honestly, like insurance, I'm a grown adult, but like, I don't know how that shit works.
I don't either.
Same thing with taxes.
Yep.
It's like Latin to me. I have no idea how that shit works.
This kid did a joke, stand-up, that was so funny. And I wish I could remember it right, but he's talking about, he was like super like effeminate, not into masculine things, not into cars. And he was like, when I go to get my car fixed, they could tell me that like, I'm not going to use the right words, but like they could say your internal saxophone isn't working. And he'd be like, oh yeah, totally fix it.
Where did I hear this?
I don't know. This kid has a really funny joke, but he's not like a big comic or anything, but with insurance, they could tell me anything and I'd be like, oh yeah, sure. And whatever.
Well, signing up, choosing my insurance at work. Mm. I'm like,
I don't know. PPO, EPO?
Yeah. This one's got a deductible of this.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is, too, they talk to you like you know what it means.
Yeah.
So it'll be like, your PPO.
Sure.
And I'm like, stop talking about my privates like that. PPO. I don't know. It sounds like PPOder or something.
Yeah.
It's really weird.
But what did you do before the phone call to prep, to like make yourself do it?
I just don't do it.
No, but you said you did
it. But I did. But like,
what were the events leading up to it?
There's no like pep talk I give myself or anything. It's just, I don't have to do it today. And then I push it off till it's either too late or right before it's too late. And then I just do it.
Then you have to.
And then when I get done, I'm always like, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. It's like going to the gym.
It never is. But the anticipation.
But it always could be really bad.
Right. Yeah. And it's the anticipation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you just like shut off the anticipation and just be like, do it? Because that's what you said you do. Like, you don't think about it. You just do it. But how do you know you're going to do it if you're not anticipating?
It's a situation where I have to. Like, I'm not going to just like, if I don't have to make a phone call, I'm not going to just do it. I don't know. Like, same thing. Like, if I'm.
Well, for me right now, I signed up for insurance, state insurance. So if you guys want to donate to my Patreon, because I can't afford regular insurance. Thank you. So I signed up and I need to get a checkup. But they scared me away because they said, call us with your primary care physician. And they used PCP. They didn't say primary care physician. They're like,
so you should
call us with your PCP. Yeah. I'm like, okay, and stop talking about my privates. It's only funny the first time and not even really funny the first time. And so I'm supposed to pick out a primary care physician, but I don't know who I want. So do I just pick someone?
That's what
I'm never going to go to the doctor
so
now.
So I picked, like, they're like, these are a list of people. So I just randomly picked one.
That's what I think
and
I'm going
to
do.
Then when I had to go see the doctor, no chemistry with the guy.
Yeah. Like, that's what I figured.
Just feel like.
Like you guys didn't want to go on a second date.
Like, this is what is going on. He's like, okay.
I always pick the nurse practitioner. I never pick the doctor.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think because they're going to work harder
they're
because they have to prove themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's like being the lower man on the totem pole. You have to. Well, I went to, I won't say said name of the hospital, but so right before my dog died, he bit me because he wasn't eating and I was trying to force feed him because he was not eating. And he was, I didn't know at the time, in kidney failure, but that makes them lose their appetite. And I was so desperate for him to eat. And so I was trying to like shove food in his mouth and he clamped it down on my finger and got me the worst that he's ever gotten me. So I had to go to urgent care the next day because my finger swelled up. Like I looked like Kyle, basically. I looked like Kyle as like a finger. And so the people were like, oh, yeah, just take this antibiotic. You'll be good. So then the next day it was even bigger. So my mom got really nervous and she was like, go to XYZ hospital because there's something, you know, you're really not looking good. So I went to this hospital where my sister's fiance is the CFO of, and it was a nurse practitioner who was working with me or whatever. And she's like, oh yeah, the stuff you're on is fine. Cause it was a brand new hospital. She said, whatever that doctor gave you was right. You're good. And my dad came with me and he was like, should she soak it in Epsom salt or anything? Like, is there anything? Cause it was really, really bad. And she's like, no, she goes, well, maybe I would give you a shot, but she said, I don't know. I don't really think it's necessary. So she's like, you're fine. You're good. So anyway, as she was leaving, she went to close the door and she said, just out of curiosity, how come you didn't go back to the other hospital? And I said, I was trying not to be like, oh, because my brother-in-law basically runs this hospital. Like he's like the head honcho. Like I didn't want to say that. But I said, oh, well, I call my brother-in-law because they've been together for like 12 years and they've been engaged for like 10. And they're just too lazy to get married. So I said, well, my brother-in-law suggested that I come here and he's blank blankety blank. And she went, oh, okay.
Let me get that shot for you.
Oh, so why don't you come back
all
here
of
and
a sudden,
have a seat?
5 minutes later, she comes in with a surgeon. An Whoa. Actual surgeon comes in. And I'm like, this is fucked up.
Give me some boobs.
But like, if I wasn't related to him, she would have sent me home. The surgeon was like, she needs the shot. She also needs this and definitely soak in some Epsom salt. But like,
that's
isn't
terrible.
That fucked up?
Yeah.
So like, they will just shoo you out and be like, eh, you're fine unless you're someone special.
Wow.
And so
you
luckily
know to
I
open
did say
with that.
That
next time.
I know.
Just go in there and be like, hey.
I actually am going to wear a sign around my neck.
When you left, you should have been like, oh, wait, I said the wrong name. My brother-in-law's here. Like,
oh, no, he's the janitor. But it is super fucked up.
That's crazy.
So insurance is overall. Everything's overwhelming. And
so nurse
I shut
practitioners
down.
Suck, too.
Yeah, so she sucked. That's she was not trying story. To earn yeah. her keep okay. at all until she realized
that's nuts.
I could get her ass fired.
So you got a shot?
So I ended up getting a...
How was that?
It hurt, actually. And I was like,
in your
ow!
Finger?
No, in my shoulder. And it was the kind that makes you feel like you're really bruised. And she said it was funny because she goes, before she decided to not give it to me, she said, well, sometimes it can cause diarrhea. And I was like, honestly, I'm kind of backed up. And I was totally serious.
Why not?
Wait, so it's fine.
What did she give you that because she hurts. Thought maybe you were and had an infection?
It was an infection. It was definitely infected. So the antibiotic pill that they gave me
would have
fought it, but
fast.
Not as fast. And so it was an antibiotic shot she
oh,
gave
shot.
Me.
Okay, gotcha.
So I had the
like
shot.
A rabies shot.
No, but it should have
well,
been.
Then I was thinking like something for the like. Pain, or, but it probably didn't hurt at that point.
It really didn't hurt that bad. Yeah. It just looked really bad. But anyway, enough about me. On to me. So we're going to talk about also having trouble making friends, which we kind of talked about a
you
little
didn't
bit.
Ask us about our therapy.
I didn't think you wanted to. You both looked at me like, oh, I don't want to say. But if you want to, please.
No,
yes,
no,
tell
I'm
me.
I'm just saying I don't want you to not finish.
No, well, I'm finishing.
What you planned. Okay.
Okay. So something you would tell your therapist.
No, I thought you wanted to go on.
I don't want to go on. I really don't. I just felt uncomfortable.
What do you
want to do? I've never seen a therapist.
I've never
well,
seen a therapist.
Once,
too.
One time when I was real
I know,
young.
But it's not like what you'd
well,
actually.
I don't know what I would. I don't know.
Hold it closer to your mouth. I think that's what we need to talk about. Why you're so afraid
said.
To keep the mic
know.
Near your mouth.
I don't know.
It's too phallic.
What I would tell
no, it's
them.
More like it's not stuff like therapists like.
Just quirks that you have?
Yeah. Like what was one that I talked about before? Like always apologizing. Yeah. Like why do I always apologize to people? I'm constantly apologizing.
You need to.
Because I owe
maybe
them.
That's
yes.
why. No, I...
But like, do you have like a repetitive dream all the time? Do you like do a certain behavior?
I don't remember my dreams. Honestly, I've been thinking about that a lot. Like at all. Zero. I don't remember anything. I can't tell you the last time I can remember a dream. So I've been like Googling that and trying to figure out how to. And they're like, keep a dream journal. And
but you can't if you don't
but
remember.
But I don't remember. Yeah. So you're I just like, wake up and I'm like, nothing. You know, it's a blank book next to my bed. I have no... So I want to dream because when I did, I always thought that dreams were crazy and fun. But
maybe
I
it's because you smoke a lot of
I
weed.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah. I feel like it really just like numbs or dulls
yeah,
you out.
I know potheads that have dreams. And I don't but smoke more than like anyone.
How do you know potheads that have dreams though?
It's like aspirations.
Yeah.
That's what I thought too. Like they're reaching for the stars.
Yes.
I know potheads who still have goals.
Like, you know, I'm not like Cheech and Chong over here. There's people that smoke more than me.
I know, but how do you know your friends who smoke are dreaming at night? Like, do you guys have this conversation?
Yeah, I've talked to friends that smoke.
Seems like this really bothers
well,
you.
Well, I'm talking to you about with you guys right now, and
yeah, we're not pot smokers.
Yeah, but
even though we hit the Juul,
I could have the same. I could have the same conversation.
You hit the Juul. No,
I have the same conversation with my other friends.
Mm. But you don't
I'm
have other friends.
You. Yeah, I do. I have like four.
You have a lot of pot smoking friends.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm.
Are you going to say who?
No, because I don't
want
to say
call, you want me to call them out?
No, they won't answer. They're sleeping. I can't smoke pot. It makes me more sleepy.
Mm. You get over that.
Yeah, but people say like, oh, you have to smoke the right kind of pot.
Yeah.
Like I would have, what's the one I would have?
Indica is puts you down and sativa.
Sativa.
Is the one.
I
didn't
right.
even know that. Those words yeah. are foreign to me.
I'm not into all the science behind it.
Of
I'm,
course.
I'm really
not.
Not
into anything that's
care.
Intellectual.
Well, no, like, whatever.
My problem is like, I will not stop. I'll just keep going.
You?
Yeah. That's, yeah.
So out of character for you to smoke pot. I think there's something, too, when you know someone. Like, I would tell my therapist this. I've known Jen since we were 12 and 13, and I can't unsee someone from when I first knew them. So, like, Kyle is 6 in my mind because I've known him for years. But I can't let go of that image.
I saw
like,
those pictures last time.
You know.
That's real bad.
I know. But really, like, I can't let go of that image of you as a 12 or 13-year-old. So seeing you smoke pot is, like, hurts me.
But most 12 and 13-year-olds, like,
do smoke pot. I know. Yeah. But not us
it
as 12 and 13-year-olds.
You.
Yeah, it's almost like she's leaving or, like, what I need. Like,
the
real her
is gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The innocence is gone.
Yeah.
Not me,
and,
though.
Like, with you, I don't think I care about you enough to really care.
Yeah, right? But yeah. You shouldn't think of it that way. Jeez, it's legal and, like, what, half the states at this point?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think pot's bad. No. I actually tweeted yesterday, weed is dangerous because it's the gateway drug to writing poetry. Like, I feel like that's the most.
I never wanted to write poetry. Ever.
Me neither. But
you
I was always.
Probably would. You thought you should.
I
thought in
emo,
order to be depressed.
Emo period in junior high with Basketball Diaries was out. Oh. And I was like, oh, well,
with,
yeah.
With our friend Katie.
Yeah, yeah.
She oh, wrote yeah. poetry.
Yes.
And I thought in order to be depressed, I had to be her and write poetry. Otherwise, I wouldn't be allowed to be depressed.
I know.
And then I realized you can be shallow and also depressed.
I remember that side of you with Katie.
I
like,
think
it was
that's
different.
The...
It's like we were like hippies.
Age where you're just grasping at anything to find an identity.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, like...
Still
like,
doing it.
I wasn't writing poetry, but I, I was super into, like I said, Basketball Diaries had come out. And that guy who wrote... It was all poetry. I got the book, and it wasn't like a story, like the DiCaprio movie. Oh. It was like a whole bunch of poetry and weird short stories.
Well, I think
I'm thinking of a totally different movie.
That's one with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Mark Wahlberg.
I'm thinking of like that basketball movie with that woman. What is it? I can't even think
Whoopi?
Of what it's called. No.
Was she in a basketball?
She was in a basketball movie.
We both played basketball. And they were like, the girl was actually better than the guy.
I believe I can fly.
No, was not no. R. Kelly.
Juana Man?
I have no idea what that is.
Basketball Diaries. Oh my God, no.
Yeah, Basketball Diaries isn't really about basketball.
I know. Yeah. I watched it. I'm like, come on, this is crap. I was
like,
expecting diary entries about
basketball.
Scene,
and then he gets molested by his coach in the locker room. And you're
like, oh my God.
Oh,
this is not right.
Yikes.
Yeah, I was just learning.
Keep that diary closed.
Yeah.
I was just focused on Britney choreography, like not poetry.
Yeah.
But that is like poetry, actually.
Yeah. Poetry without a soul. That's what you'd call it. So are you not going to tell me a therapy thing?
I can tell you a therapy thing.
I got to keep this show rolling. All right.
I do that. I mean, this is nothing that's like new or would be interesting, but I probably walk back into my house like 3 times to make sure my curling iron is like constantly.
My girlfriend does that. Oven, lights,
and I do this thing now, yeah, where I'm like, it's unplugged. Like I'll
yes,
sing it.
Yes, so you know you did
unplugged.
It. You did that when I was at your house.
Yes, I do. And I have to do that. My friend who's a social worker told me to take a picture. But I'm like, am I take a picture every day?
Yeah, right?
Well, the problem is though, eventually your song, it's unplugged. It will be like, did I sing that today or was that yesterday? Yeah. And it'll be a hit and you'll make millions. Yes. And so you'll have people unplugging things for you. But because for me, when I take my antidepressant, I don't have I have a pill separator thing, but it's just like too much work. I'm like, what? I gotta every day fill or every week fill that up with the pills.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Too much work.
So I haven't actually taken my depressant yet today, my antidepressant yet today. But what happens is I do it every day that I can't remember if that was today that I took it or if that was yesterday or the day before, because it all blends into one day.
You don't have a normal sleep schedule.
No.
I don't have a normal anything.
That's why you have no
routine. You don't
have
a structure.
Yeah, I know. You have no structure.
I know.
None.
So yesterday I didn't take it. I'm pretty sure I didn't.
That's not
because I was like, I don't know if I picture myself taking it today or yesterday. So I should probably use my pill separator thing for Sunday
morning. Put a reminder in your phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Too much work.
It's really not. It's 8 seconds once.
But what do I set it as an alarm?
Yeah.
Like just use my regular alarm clock.
Imagine if you were taking a medication that you would die if you didn't take it. Like that's what you need to think about.
Okay. Well, speaking of, so we don't treat ourselves as we treat other things that we take care of. At all.
I don't take care of anything or myself.
Yeah. So you're out of this conversation.
I actually don't really take care of things either.
But your dog, like if your dog was in a medical emergency.
An animal's different.
Yeah.
Well, so as everyone knows, my dog died. And my brother has left his dog here because it was partially due to me losing my dog. And he was trying to let her keep me company, which is almost harder because it's like you look at another dog and it's like, this is not my dog. But at the same time, I love her. I found her on the street. I have a connection with her, but she's not my dog. So it kind of hurt more at first. And then slowly I've kind of lost the guilt that I have toward my other dog because I almost think, well, if I love her equally, then it'll be like cheating on him. And I don't want him to think that I didn't love him to the moon and back if I can love another dog.
You are so
you know what
crazy.
I mean? I know, but that's how I... But then I feel guilty not giving her... I mean, not that I was neglecting her by any means, but like talking to her in a certain voice and like kind of those lovey-dovey things I wasn't really doing.
I think your dog was ready to go, though.
I think he was annoyed with me. Yeah. I think it was me. I pushed him. He was like, enough of this voice.
Yeah. Yes.
Poppy's outside. We can go Poppy's outside. He's like, get me out of here.
Let's go.
He was ready to go. But it does feel strange moving on. It's like if you lose a husband, because him and I had sexual relations. So if you lose that.
I saw what he did to your hand.
Husband, I know. We were kinky. We were very kinky. So anyway. The day to the month of losing him, Foca collapsed for the third time. She had collapsed twice, and I brought her to the vet right after the first time.
Your mom told me the story. Too,
she did? Oh, great. Yes. I'm glad you're here then.
Yes.
Bore you with our stories. So she collapsed, then she collapsed again. I took her to the vet the first time. They said it could be a heart thing, or it could be her leg, because she has hip displacement issues. And they were like, but you need to do x-rays and this and this and this. And like, it was going to be like $1,000. And I was like, oh, it's my brother's dog. I think I'm going to...
I'll tell him.
He'll come back up. Of course he doesn't. So anyway, she collapsed. On Sunday, we ran her up to Syracuse to an emergency vet.
I've been there.
Is that where you get your work done? I'm just kidding. Yes, that's where they take care of you.
That's my doctor. I had no chemistry.
That's what happens. You just put your finger on the book.
I was dropping stuff on the back of my neck, and I was like, this isn't going to work.
But you were drooling, panting.
Yeah, exactly.
So she was diagnosed with congestive heart failure, which is terrible, but the vet there made it sound like it was pretty scary. She said 6 months to a year, but online I'm part of these like dog Facebook groups now, and everyone's like, it's very manageable, blah blah blah. But what I'm saying with that is her medicine, she has to get it every 12 hours on the hour. And if it were me, I'd be like, eh, whatever. But truly, she starts coughing immediately if she doesn't get her medicine. Like when Jen got here, she was just due for a medicine and she started coughing. And with congestive heart failure, you get a backup of fluid and it fills into the lungs and they feel like they're drowning, and which is horrific. And so because it's her and not me, I'm like a Nazi about she gets her pills at this time.
So why don't you just take your pill?
Yeah.
Because it's like I don't care about me as much. Yeah, I just, don't have a guilt toward me.
He's just trying to solve your problem.
Yeah, if you're conscious of when the dog needs a pill,
just take yours.
Two times a day, one of those times, you should take yours with
that's
the dog.
That's actually a good idea.
Yeah, that's genius.
I should put it in the chicken that I put it in for her.
Don't mix
it.
I
spit it out.
Don't mix them up. Yeah,
I take her pills. Yeah. She takes mine. Yeah. Suddenly she's not emo anymore.
We can put it in a combo for you.
Yeah. You know? But when you care about something else, you feel like responsible for it, whereas yourself, you don't give the same amount of respect, which you should, is what I'm trying to say.
Yes.
So with her, I don't fuck around, but with me, I do, because I'm definitely way overdue for my pills. But I know I'm not going to die, and if I start coughing,
yeah. But like, don't you need to like maintain a certain level with those? Like,
yeah, but
it's
I
not
think
like an aspirin where a few hours later you feel better. You have to get to a certain level, and then
yeah. Right. But I think that's it can stay in your system. So, like with when I was on Effexor, when I would forget a pill of Effexor, I would know it immediately because I'd start to get zaps, like zzz, zzz. It almost felt like you were getting like these mini electrocutions. So I'd go, oh, I haven't taken my Effexor. So that would remind me to go take my Effexor. And then, you know, after like an hour, the zaps would go away. So getting off of Effexor was a nightmare because it was just going through these body zaps. And it went from like one every hour to like one every like minute.
Is that common?
Very common for the SSRIs.
Maybe they should stop doing Effexor.
No, but it worked. So I'm on Prozac, which is also an SSRI. I don't seem to get the zaps when I'm not taking it on time, because I think the pill has a longer like half-life, or I don't
like
really know.
But you should still
I know I should press pause and go take it right now, but I know in 45 minutes when we're done, Kyle's checking his phone, so hopefully 5 minutes when we're done, I'll go take it. We interrupt this quality podcast that's definitely necessary and not ridiculous whatsoever to bring you a commercial, mostly because the phone rang and now I need a way to transition into the rest of the show. So I just want to let you guys know, I do another podcast called the Ask Women Podcast. And on there, we give dating advice. And interestingly enough, I teach people how to banter. And I know it sounds weird, but it's really helpful in dating and other areas of your life. So if you guys ever want my help, you can go to kristincarney.com/datinghelp. Even though it might not be for dating or maybe for dating, I can help you make conversation. As you see, I do it here on the podcast. Lots of it. Even though I say I don't really like to do it, I like to do it for you. So if you guys are interested in the service, go to kristincarney.com/datinghelp. That's kristincarney.com/datinghelp. And thank you for listening.
Are you dipping during the show? Is it going to affect your...
I've done it before.
It's just going to make him better.
Yeah. I asked you last
time. All right. Doesn't affect your speech? It's not going to sound like you've got a big thing.
That's what you should do when you read your book. You should put a lip in and see how it goes.
Why?
I don't know.
Make it more interesting.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
You're reading a book.
But I have to enunciate like I'm reading to children and then I mess up a word and there's tons of words. I'm running out of breath trying to say the whole sentence.
I feel like that's like such a job that it's like you know what you got to do and you just do it.
It's not that easy. I really... You can't mess up. And the more you get in your head of like I have to read this perfectly, the more you're going to fuck it up. So I'm like... But once I get in the flow, I'm fine. But it's just the amount of hours.
How long is the book?
It's basically 300 pages.
So what's that, like an hour and 20 minutes total?
It's 6 hours worth of audio.
Is it really?
Yeah. 6 hours worth of audio. It takes me... So
is this on like
Audible? I've been working... Huh?
Is this going to be like on Audible?
Might be. But nice. It's going to be... It's specifically for this book network called Serial. So I don't know if it's going to be other places, but...
Like Serial, the podcast...
No,
but it's spelled...
She's not doing that well.
No, I'm really not.
If only she had those numbers.
I would not be with you losers.
Yeah,
that's right. For sure.
We should investigate a murder in the valley.
We should do murders in the valley. I feel like people here need to be like taken out one by one. Kyle gets offended because he likes it here.
I don't get offended.
Yes, you do.
He's like so offended.
Yeah, yeah. I'm offended that you said I get offended.
Well, when Jen sent the thing about the reason,
I was totally kidding.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Yeah,
but the reason I didn't say Central New York is because I didn't want you to think I wanted to keep you guys inclusive. I'd rather investigate a Utica murder. Don't get me wrong.
I don't have an undying hatred for the area like Crystal.
Okay. I want to keep the flow going. I'm really upset that we lost.
It's fine.
All right.
What did we lose?
The phone rang.
We gained some tobacco.
We reset.
Some alcohol.
So you told me, you told me the your therapist thing.
Yeah.
You told me yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm trying to keep it on theme a little bit. Is it okay? But I keep it more fun and casual.
Yeah.
Am I doing the right? Am I doing it okay? Yeah. So I don't know what I'm doing.
It's an experimental.
It is. All right.
What's next?
Got my test tubes out. So next in the test tube experiment category is socially challenged. I want to talk about why it's hard to make friends or what making friends was like for you guys, what age you cut off looking for friends. The reason I'm doing this is because I'm quite an introvert and I've always struggled. Like, I feel like making friends is almost like a drug deal that like happens in a dark alley. And like, I don't know how it happens. I used to think about this like with sex in high school. I didn't know how the exchange happened because I'd never had sex. And I'm like, what is it? Like, you kind of like, you like talk quiet and like you go somewhere private and like there's this like exchange of information of like, we're going to have
sex. Exchange of fluids, that's all.
I know. Exchange of disease. So with friends, it's almost like when I see people hanging out, I'm like, how did this happen? Was there? Yeah. And then so, what's weird is when I follow up with a friend situation. So for example, someone who did this podcast, a very funny comedian, female, she was like, we should hang out sometime. And I was like, yeah. And then I texted her and it was really weird. And I felt like I was asking her on a date.
Like, yeah. Just, no, it is. Does feel like
it's very strange.
A crush and you're trying to.
And then I felt like the needy dude. And I kind of started to back off because I'm like, no. She thinks I'm like really into this.
Yeah.
But just to be friends.
I don't want to be too forward.
Yeah.
Group stuff's better when you're making new friends. Mm-hmm. Like,
there you go. That's
time,
how you do it.
This is the first time I met Jen, and like, you're very nice.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. If you guys met
we'll
alone.
We'll have a group text, but I don't see myself like shooting her a text alone or anything. Yeah.
Not yet, anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Like, well, also probably no. Cause
yeah. It would be a little
that'd be weird.
Inappropriate.
Yeah.
Right. And if you were in the shower when you got here, I would just be like,
great. Like, how do we talk?
What do we do?
So that's what that scene in Seinfeld when George and Elaine hang out alone for the first time.
Yeah.
And they're only used to hanging out together with Jerry.
He's the glue.
Yeah.
And so they go to the coffee shop and they're like just talking. They don't really know what to say. They're having this formal conversation. So,
when's the last time you made a new friend? Like, how old were you? Like you said, when do you...
The last time I made a new friend... Well, it's different in comedy because...
A real friend.
Oh, I have none of those. I don't even have one in my presence here.
Okay.
The last real friend I probably made was 6 years ago. I would say Molly, who was on this podcast. She's a comedian.
Okay.
And she's one person, like, we are kind of like me and you, Jen and I. Like, not, we don't text as frequently. Don't get jealous.
But God, I'm like 6 years.
But, well, actually, we've been friends for 10 years because on Facebook it said, 10 years, celebrate your friend anniversary with Molly. But we weren't friends right at the beginning, but we ended up becoming close. And that was just because of comedy. And still, our friendship became like an adult friendship. It's not like we're like, let's go to get lunch every day and go shopping together. It's like every now and then we meet up and every now and then we check in on each other. But she's super funny and we can laugh together. But she's probably the only actual friend that I made in L.A., I think probably in those 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have girlfriends, like there's people that like I can text and talk to or like go to New York who used to live in LA and I'd be like, hey, and we can totally chit chat, but we're not like friends.
Yeah. You're not telling secrets or having deep conversations.
No, but then I see on Instagram, you know, people my age, which is 35, in groups of friends all the time. And I'm like, how did this happen? Who initiated? How did you all get together? Who made the plans? Whose idea was it? Who's the leader?
There's always a leader.
Yeah.
Okay. So there has to be a leader.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never had a group of friends. I've never had a group. I've always had individual friends plucked from different groups.
I'm very similar to that.
Is it because you're...
If I'm in a group of friends, I know one or two of those people and I've been dragged to the group.
Okay.
Like, it's not like I'm friends with everybody there.
But the group that I'm seeing, I'm thinking of a group specifically. they all seem to be very good friends. It's not like one is an offshoot. Like, they're a group of friends. So they, like, how?
That could, you know.
But like, how?
It's like Vanderpump.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or friends.
And at
or
what age?
Or like Friends. Yes. Oh, imagine that.
But Friends, I feel like even the show Friends, they seemed a little bit, I mean, it was annoying because they were always in a group, but they seemed to have like some disdain for one another, which I thought was healthy.
That is healthy, yeah.
Whereas like these groups that
well,
I'm thinking of
on
Instagram.
On Instagram,
well,
Instagram
yeah, right?
That's the problem.
You,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I have my podcast club, shout out.
Oh, yeah.
What is that?
It's awesome.
So we have the ringleader who is Amy. She's like the ringleader. I met her at the gym and I remember one day I was on the treadmill and we both knew from conversation they were both from this area, from Utica. And she jumped on the treadmill next to me. She's like, "Do you want to work out together?" And I was like,
"See, you need someone like
yeah.
that."
I was like, "What?"
I would say no. I would be like, "No."
I am too much of
a
yes
never be
man.
In that scenario.
I'm too much of a yes man to say no. So I was like, I felt awkward, but I'm like, "Okay, let's do this." We ended up like working out together like every morning for the next like 6 months.
See, I would have no. That would have drove me insane.
I would change gyms.
Me too. Me too.
But Amy has like a comforting, like, you know, she's from more at my hometown. So, and she's, you know, she's just a great person to be around and she knows everybody. So Amy's like that ringleader. And then, we were at a coffee shop, me and Amy, one day. And then my friend Mindy was at a coffee shop with the same coffee shop with her friend. And we got talking, like Mindy ended up staying after and like her friend left. And then we talked about like, I started listening to podcasts and we were like, oh, I said something like, why don't we do a book club but for podcasts? And so we did. And then Amy brought her new friend, you know.
Were they already into podcasts?
They were all like listening to podcasts.
Okay.
Yeah.
So but see the randomness of that coming together.
How
like
many
all,
people?
Now it's four. I mean, it's just four, but it's like we meet every month.
It's an
month,
excuse to get together.
But Mindy and I see each other all the time because we both we'll grab coffee. So these are friends that I've made in my early 30s that like I never
a
thought.
Real friend.
Yeah. And I
Which
never.
Which seems rare.
See,
yeah.
In my late 20s, I made a couple friends.
Yeah.
And I'm still friends with. Like,
how did
friends.
You make them?
Yeah.
Sports and gambling and. Fantasy leagues and, you know, just sports. Sports is a common ground.
But were
ground,
they already
obviously.
A group and you joined
so,
the group?
I was working with one guy. I became really close with him. We were good friends. I got into a group fantasy sports thing, met a couple of them. Now, when I meet up for these things, it's not like I'm going with him. I'm going to see three or four of the guys. Not not all 10 of them. No way.
Yeah.
but like now I'm literally close with like three or four of the people in it. And you know,
and
like,
so it developed after the introduction with these people. So basically individually, you became close with each person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's rare too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really strange to me as an introvert. I want like I feel like an introvert and an extrovert at the same time. I can be great in social situations, but I don't really usually want to be in social situations. So I struggle with this identity of like, should I have friends or should I not have friends? And then once you commit to friends, you have friends. It's like a commitment.
See, I don't think I'm an introvert because...
Introvert?
Yeah.
I hope you're not an introvert. He has dip in his mouth right now.
Yeah,
that's why. I knew it was going to happen.
You know, brains in my head.
That's
my
true.
Mouth. Because like my girlfriend, she's about the shyest person. Like she doesn't talk. Like I told you last night, like we go to meet her family. And she just, like the first time she doesn't say a word. Sits there,
which can be often misinterpreted as someone being bitchy or cold.
Yeah. So like she's super quiet,
but she's nice.
Yeah. And she's me on the other hand, when I'm nervous,
I talk more.
I try to, it's like the magician look over here.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah. That's exactly what it is.
I just feel distracted to how awkward I really
am. That's exactly what it is. And I've always said like, I'll talk a lot, but then I want to go like 5 minutes max with the one person because then I lose my mystique.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I don't want to lose that. Oh, she's really charismatic and funny.
But
and all of a sudden it becomes the same.
I do notice what you do in groups is you cling to somebody. You cling to one person.
Safety.
That's your safety, like your security there. And then like, but you're, it looks like you're in a group, but you're like really clung
with one person.
If you're anything like me, you need that one person right next to you. So when you're judging everybody else and making jokes, you're like, oh, at least impress this person.
But you're
by
not like saying these
else.
Jokes like in front of the whole,
right, the whole
like,
crowd and not entertaining the whole crowd.
Yeah.
Well, have you taken those quizzes like the introvert, extrovert, you know, that? INFP, ENFP quizzes.
I have, yeah, but yeah. I can't remember my results.
But it's interesting because I always thought...
And Kyle doesn't know what it is, so...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so it just, it's like a personality inventory to kind of see where you're at in terms of your personality, and you fall in these different categories. So I always thought...
Kyle's just in bad, bad personality. Always,
yes.
Yeah.
Just says struggling. Underneath. Struggling person.
So I thought I was an introvert because I'm quiet. I'm quieter. But what I found is it's all about where you get your energy.
Yes.
So I get my energy from being around people. Like if I'm getting in a bad mood, I need to go to Target. I need to just be around people.
And kill people.
And just murder everybody in there. But walk out with a lot of shit that
yeah.
I don't need.
Yeah.
But I find that I need to be around people, whether I talk to them or know them or not. But my husband is a introvert. He gets his energy from being alone.
Me too.
So and when he's around a lot of people, I need my space.
Yeah.
I truly want
it. Wears me
know,
out.
I don't know how I am. Mm-hmm. I'd prefer to be alone, but I'm probably more active when I'm with people.
I really yeah. feel like yeah. you're very similar to me. Like, I think we would get the same results on yeah. a quiz, be it math or personality.
Oh, God. Like, shitty. I could test you for these things. Yeah. I should.
Math?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I definitely am like Kyle. I can see you getting energy. I get energy from being around people, but then what it does is like, I get like, it almost is like a balloon where you're like sucking in all this like helium, and it's all this energy. And then as soon as people leave, it deflates. Mm-hmm. And then I feel really drained of energy. So after we went to the Chowder Fest, so I went with Jen's husband, Jen's brother, his brother's wife, his brother-in-law and his wife. And we all went to this Chowder Fest, and I know them, but I don't like know.
Classic ninth wheel.
But they classic ninth wheel. Like, boy, oh boy, do I feel awkward.
Yeah. Boy, do they love the Karn. That's what they call her.
Of course, I'm the only single yeah. one.
They call her the Karn.
They call me the Karn. So I know they like me, and I'm welcomed, and all that stuff. But I don't know them that well, so I enjoyed. Once I had a couple drinks, I enjoyed myself. But then once I was done, I was so zapped of all of my strength and energy. And then I had to go back to Jen's because I was staying there in Albany. And then not that being around Jen is like, it's not like being around people for me because I'm so comfortable with Jen and she's not a person. Yeah. She's an animal.
Don't exist.
But then the following day is like recovery day for me mm-hmm. and not from drinking, but like, from
I'm not
socializing.
Gonna do anything.
I can't see anybody. I like to be in my own space.
I like to have one day a week where I don't leave the house.
I like 7 days a week. But I do feel tired, though, when I'm not interacting with people
yeah.
at the same time. So I really think I'm like a mix. And you're, it's awful being a mix. It would be nice to be
similar,
one or the other.
Similar to how I deal with that.
Yeah.
You guys are weird.
I know.
I'm just kidding.
It's the worst. It's really bad.
It is.
No, you're fine.
But the reason I wanted to talk about that was because years and years ago, when I was on the Sideshow Network, which is a podcast network with my other show, I was like, I want to do my own show. And I was pitching them ideas. Of course, they were all rejected. They were like, yeah, no thanks. And now looking back on those, it's like, why would they have me do my own show? I don't know. But I was trying to believe in myself at the time. But one of the ideas that I pitched them was just a show called like, I don't know if it was called Socially Challenged, but like Socially Challenged the idea, where it would just be a show specifically talking about how you make friends, why, what age, what's the etiquette? Because I don't understand it. It's almost like Chinese to me, how this like underworld of friends yeah. happens.
Yeah.
So anyway.
It is tough.
Yeah. Especially, I mean, see how I interact with you guys.
Have you ever had somebody that wants to be your friend you don't?
Yeah.
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 Me? Is it me?
I think a little me sometimes too.
No, but we've talked about this before. We talked about this on like one of the last episodes of Mentally Chill, how Jen has kind of had to stalk me in a way to continue to be my friend because I'm so...
You withdraw
I'm so
much.
Yeah, withdrawn.
See,
and
that's what sucks about me as much as...
You like, don't. Like, you won't go forward with
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
You give up.
I yeah. feel bad. I'm like, yeah, you know, I really like Kristen. I know she's struggling.
Okay.
But that's what I prefer. Yeah. Then I got this asshole over here yeah. who's like, wake up. What are you doing
it's
right now?
Exactly what I think last time. I was
right
like,
now?
If you ever need me, reach out. But
no, and I and
use
I
other
to.
People first.
Right. And you know yeah. when you say that, it's a gesture.
Yeah. It's like, don't really take
right.
me up
right. It's
that.
A form of speech. Yes. Yes. I'm not going to actually take you
don't
up on it.
Don't call me every day. Right. You know, like,
I would never burden you like that. But at the same time, it's really good that Jen's done what she has done.
Yeah.
Because it has really helped
people
me.
People like that to, yeah. to be positive in your life, right. Not just me, who's indifferent.
I mean, you don't want everybody to be like me.
No, oh my That'd God. I mean,
exhausting.
Basically, everyone is because they're always just wanting to hang out with me, and I'm very in demand.
But you are probably the worst person I know as far as like a text message. We'll be like boom 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 seven texts in a row, and then you'll be like, so what time? And then it'll be 6.5 hours, and she'll be like, sorry, I was busy.
Yeah.
And you're like, because no, you I get busy. Overwhelmed.
I know you weren't busy.
It's because I get overwhelmed because I think about all the things
with a text with me, like,
but say for example you said oh yeah, like yesterday. I want to have like the perfect response or the best response. So yesterday you said, I've heard that there's sex parties or something over where your sister lives. And I wanted to have like the best response.
Then no response that makes me feel like they think I'm creepy now.
Yeah, no.
And then I didn't respond because I was like, I can't come up with the right thing right now. I'm going to wait until I can come up with it. And then by the time I can maybe come up with it, I'm over it.
And I'm not quick-witted enough.
Yes, you are. Jen's super quick-witted.
Like, I wanted to say something too, but then again, now that I see it, it makes him look like the biggest creeper.
Yeah.
Nobody responded.
I wrote back. I was like, I was just kidding. Like, I'm like, these girls probably think I'm coming over.
I was trying to think of like jokes like lady pond, like hidden pond.
Yeah, like that's like, what I thought. Hidden pond. I was going to say something. Hidden pond is like a euphemism for
X. Well, we've exposed where the orgies are.
But then I didn't send euphemism because I know Kyle wouldn't know what that meant, and I didn't want to make him Google anything.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I actually think that Kyle is the brains of this group. Someone actually said like it's the brains, the bronze, and the beauty.
Oh yes.
And I literally think it's Kyle is the brains, I'm the bronze, and you're the beauty.
I'm all three. Just kidding. Not even close.
So I'm ugly and weak. Thank you.
But you're smart.
Thank you. Probably the least I would want.
I don't think we have any of those things on this.
No,
we don't.
Are all feeble-minded, average-looking people.
Yes, absolutely.
So when you mentioned I wanted to say it when you were saying it. Jen mentioned this. Fuck. God damn it. Okay. I forgot.
Shit. You ruin everything.
I know, I do.
Timestamp.
In dating, it was something about dating.
I love dating somebody who doesn't want to do anything. Like,
you mean like a friendship and like being like you feel like you're dating them?
No, with the. Oh, I don't know.
You know what's nice about friends? Like,
shit.
I gotta ask you, as women, I feel like women have less friends generally than men.
Less friends?
Yes,
like, that's true. Like actually, developmentally, that's true.
Yeah, I feel.
Yeah.
Like,
because men, the purpose for their friends is like there's always a game, or it's always an event, or it's always like a
something that our female counterparts don't do. Right. Whereas you guys just drag us to it.
Yeah,
like.
But you guys don't. Are
Leanne
you saying
doesn't have many girlfriends. I mean, she has like acquaintances, people she talks to, but she doesn't have.
That's
like,
what I was gonna say.
Go to. People like you two seem like you have a really close friendship. She doesn't
we don't,
have like
but
that.
We're not. We hate each other. We're
we
not
could we
close.
Go, I think we've gone like years without speaking.
<You know? laughs>
But we that's went, what we went like 10.
I know. Like, wow. I wish it was 20.
Yeah, I know. It was like
we should try that again.
You sounded like such a Golden Girls there. I wish it was 20.
Like he's like my naggy
coffee talk.
Yeah.
Coffee talk.
Well, what I was gonna say is fuck, I forgot it again. Dating
this doesn't get any more real, Kristen.
No, it doesn't, and I'm probably gonna edit this out.
I know you will.
Fuck.
Anything that makes Kyle
makes
and I sound
bad.
Good.
Yeah. I know. Makes me look bad. Yeah. It's gone. All right. So what would you say if you're older, the cutoff age should be for making friends?
I don't know, because I think when you become a parent too, then you meet like parent friends.
Yeah.
Right.
When you're married, you meet married friends. Yeah. When you're
but are
a
you
grandpa,
ever,
you
but
meet grandpa you, friends. Like whatever
friends?
Whatever stage you're in.
I know,
think
I want grandpa friends now.
You meet friends in that.
Yeah.
That's true. Right.
You
so
know what I mean?
And your friends shift too, because I have had like friends that now they're, you know, they have children and they don't live near me, which is also another thing, but I don't talk to them as often. No. And it sucks because we were really close, but I think sometimes just they're like your friendships go in waves too.
Yeah.
Like if I were ever to hang out with them, we'd pick up right where we left off, but like we don't just I'm bad at that too. I'm bad at keeping up sometimes.
Well, Jana, who listens to this podcast, actually has written a couple times about losing touch with her friends, and she lives in Germany, and she's feels lonely because they've moved on with their lives and she doesn't really have much of a relationship with them anymore. And in my mind, my advice would be find new friends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you try to salvage the old friendships?
Go ahead.
Expectations for a friendship matter mm-hmm. too. Like as you
yeah,
get
like for you, I have zero.
Yes.
And you exceed those.
Exactly. As you get older, like younger people have much more of a need to be friends as you get older.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, friends to me now, I don't have to talk
to
weekly.
Friends always
to
me.
If I see them once every 6 months.
I always looked at people with too many friends as a insecurity. They need to surround themselves with so many people to make themselves feel okay with themselves. I always say don't trust someone if their profile pictures are of them with their friends.
Hmm.
Well,
because they're not comfortable enough to just be alone.
Does anyone have a profile picture with not being alone?
People that you don't want to be friends with.
Oh, well,
I can't believe
like
people put their picture
on the internet. Kyle just uses a dinosaur.
Yeah, I don't.
Is that what you have a picture of in your profile?
Garbage
Pail
Kid.
Yes. Yes.
Fitting.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
You don't know what they are?
Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
You don't know Garbage Pail Kids?
No.
Really? I do.
I was too sophisticated watching Bugs Bunny.
Yeah. Garbage Pail Kids. Muppet
Babies?
Gross little kids.
Didn't watch Muppet Babies.
It was like Scary Terry. And
yeah.
Was this on TV?
No.
My brother was really into it.
I think they might have a Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah.
But they were like trading cards and...
See, he is Chris Caruso.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking to Kristen about how like sometimes I think it happens with this like digital age too. Like I will meet somebody and associate them with somebody. So then I start talking to them like they're that person, but they're not.
So you're Chris Caruso.
Oh.
That's who she talks to you as.
So who's he?
He's from
my
Utica.
Friend. Yeah.
He's cool.
Yeah. He's
big
cool,
Seinfeld
funny.
Fan.
We could be friends.
You
yes.
could be friends.
Yes.
I'm going to do the intro, like a blind date.
Yeah, but much like you, I just won't follow through. Yes, with it.
And you won't either.
But
yeah.
You,
so
you and Chris would probably
out.
Get along.
Yeah.
He's setting me up.
But that's the thing is almost like when you're an adult,
you.
It's so awkward. It feels like you're trying to go on a date with the
yes,
person.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm
but
really disappointed with the one that I.
Somebody. My buddy Beef, I met him working in my mid-20s.
His name's Beef?
His name's Jason.
Well, is that what you said, Beef?
Yeah, okay. Everybody calls him Beef. Like, everybody calls him Beef.
His mom calls him Beef.
Everybody does.
It's very flattering. anyway, I just want to confirm.
We hit it off. Like, we just see things the same way. Our interests, sports.
You're like the hamburger
wise.
Bun to his beef.
He started calling me, like, lettuce. What's weird is his wife's name is Patty.
So no,
like, oh, no, no, no. Oh.
You really got you out of
that.
Yep.
That would have been amazing.
No, Jess.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
That sucks. He should divorce her.
Yeah.
He should, find a Patty.
But their childs are ketchup, relish, and mustard. Their childs. I said
their
childs.
Childs. Oh, my God. Ridiculous. Oh. All right. I'm letting you two continue
the humor.
Direction of the show.
Hamburger humor.
Yeah, it's deteriorating fast.
Yeah. No, but I know what you're saying about like, when I would text a new friend, when you'd send the text and like you don't want to be too eager, so you like throw your phone on the side and you're like,
I'm not gonna write back right away. I don't want them to get the wrong idea that I'm into them. Yeah,
it's like
as a person.
On a date, you don't call back
and then you
for
don't,
3 days.
Yeah,
it's the
you
same
have
thing
to play that
friend.
Game
and then
yeah.
adult. You don't want the text to keep going either.
No.
So you're like, how do I end this text conversation?
So I had a really weird friend scenario where this girl was trying to be friends with me. She was very nice, very lovely. I liked her very much.
I think I've heard this.
No.
Okay.
So making it up, it's a lie. I'm making it up right now.
That's going to happen.
No, this was a long, long, long time ago. Oh, maybe I did. Yes.
And you couldn't get out
yes,
of the text.
Yes, I did
yes,
talk
you
to
did.
You.
We talked about this.
That's like a Seinfeld episode. You can't get out of the text.
Well, so she would wait for an official sign-off from text.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't do this.
This
no,
is my,
can't commit to that.
No.
When they added the ha-ha, the thumbs up.
Yeah.
That's nice because it's like, look, I acknowledge this.
But it's a little condescending,
we're moving
too.
On.
Like,
someone told me.
I do it, but I feel
like
it's
someone told me a thumbs up is really a fuck you.
Yeah. That's
how
I
do that.
Yeah. That's what it feels like. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah.
Thumbs up. That's what it's like. But when I send it, I always want to send a qualifier saying, this is not an asshole thumbs up. Like, I'm actually just thumbs
you
upping this.
You actually explain that?
Yeah, but
no, I want to.
Oh,
wouldn't
but
the
I don't.
Thumbs down be like the fuck you? Like, yeah. I mean, they literally have something.
No, but
for
thumbs.
Like
no, it's the same theory of like if you bust balls with someone, you like that person. So if I give you a thumbs down, that'd be more like, haha, love ya. Thumbs
that's
down.
Ridiculous.
Because I'm busting your balls.
No, that, yeah. that is bad.
That's ridiculous.
I mean,
bad
we shouldn't. No, don't
bad
do that.
Text etiquette.
Yeah.
Bad
but
text
yeah, no, I guess it's known that the thumbs up is like a. Like
yeah,
you suck.
Because every time I give a thumbs up, I always feel like I want to say,
well,
I'm not
ridiculous.
Being an asshole.
I know.
That would be like, this teacher gives A's, but they really mean D's.
They really fail.
Like, it makes no sense. It literally means good job. But hey, maybe. I.
But we're as a
I
species,
gave you a thumbs
we're
up
so messed up.
Today. I gave you a thumbs up today.
You did?
And it was a fuck how, you.
It was a fuck you. Yes. I knew it was a fuck you. Because it was a total fuck you. And this is why we need to clarify.
Yeah, it was.
Because I said, how do you do the auto fill-in, like on your phone, to do the Joliet or whatever his name is thing? The
Jesse
Smollett.
Smollett.
Oh, yeah.
I just combined his name. He's Joliet to me now. Smollett. Jesse Smollett. Yeah.
That's a why
that's
is
the worst
it just
name?
Jesse?
I don't know.
Anyway.
So I said, how do you do the fill-in thing? Because I wanted to create my own Jesse Smollett.
I was attacked.
I was attacked story, which you might not know about that they were doing. I didn't know how to do it. Jen told me about it. So I said,
I
how
think
do
one
I add
person in? Was doing it. I'm like, it's a thing.
Yeah. I'm like, okay. So I said, how do I change the thing on my phone to be automatic fill-in? And Jen wrote, instead of writing, I'll show you in an hour and a half.
I was driving.
She accidentally wrote, I'll shoe you in an hour and a half, S-H-O-E. And so I wrote back, I wrote size 6.5. And so Jen just wrote back a thumbs up, which I knew was a fuck you.
So maybe it does.
Yeah.
Maybe it doesn't.
Yeah. And I knew instantly it was a middle finger.
So that yeah. I'm going to have to go back and read my text now.
But
everybody, why Kyle has no friends.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I thought these people really liked my jokes.
No, all the thumbs up that whole time.
Yeah.
So just send a thumbs down. When in doubt,
mm-hmm.
if you want to make friends.
Yeah.
If you want to be nice, give a thumbs down.
Yeah. So I talked about a long, long, long time ago how I would hold in frustrations and I thought that they would accumulate in me and get me more depressed than I already was, which I think was totally true because I would write the blog Sweat the Small Stuff. And I would talk about like etiquette and how like people would like fuck up etiquette and it would make me so mad. And I didn't understand why people weren't human and didn't know to do this, 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 or this. And it would weigh me down. And then I would go into a rage once it all boiled up.
The general lack of people with etiquette drives me nuts.
Drives me nuts.
Yep, same.
And I noticed that when I let it go and stopped focusing on it so much, I really started to feel mentally better. I stopped going into these like blackout rages basically, but I want to go back to that place and get back on the etiquette train for the show. I want to talk about etiquette and like things that annoy you because honestly I feel like letting it out can help you emotionally because people can be such fucktards.
Yeah, but they're not going to change.
They're
that's
not
the
but letting
worst.
It out is yeah. helpful. So I want to talk about
they
that
may change.
On the show.
Yes.
Yeah, change their shoes.
Yeah, if
no
we just
but
six and a half.
I think it's your responsibility as a good person to call out stupid things people do.
Me too. Like,
but how do you do it?
I don't know. And how do you do it in a way where they will understand and they'll get it? They won't. So you can't think that you're going to change
person
that person.
Is not an asshole from listening to this. You've done
that's,
your job.
Yes. So
one person
to
listens
be
to this.
That'll be a miracle.
Yes.
Send me your email address. Got to keep in touch. So what are some things that bother you that people do? I have a couple ready
mine.
To go.
I have mine.
Okay.
Too. Fire. You want me to go?
Fire.
The grocery cart
bothers
me so much when you don't put it back in the corral.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that bother you?
No.
Yes, always. It's always bothered me.
That's a pure lazy move. Yeah.
Oh my God. Because it's not one of those things where I think of like where I'm most angry is during driving is when I swear.
Yeah.
I don't swear very often.
Yeah, I don't really hear you swear.
But if someone pisses me off when I'm driving, I will swear. But then there's sometimes I'm an asshole when I'm driving. And you know. And
you're like, oh, sorry.
I just saw someone did that, like a tweet about that. Like, oh, I was just being an idiot on my phone for a second. Right. But when someone else does it, you're like, you're a fucking asshole. Yeah. Like, yeah. I hate you. Yeah. Die.
Yeah.
Right.
Even the road rage, like, there's sometimes you're an asshole driving. There's sometimes that you just are the one that's, has to send this text and you weave, whatever. Yeah. But no texting
and
driving.
You weave somebody, whatever.
Yes.
It's not a big
no
deal.
Texting and NBD. Driving ever. Don't ever do it. But the cart thing, I will never do.
See,
I will.
What's worse
never.
Than that?
I always go out of my way to put the cart back.
Yes.
What's worse than
in
that?
In the parking lot, are you saying?
Yes.
Yes.
Is the person in the store with the cart that's shopping at their own leisure that's blocking
in the center of the cart.
In the center.
That's
and they're like,
just like
yeah.
Move
I've said,
your cart to the side and take your time. I don't want you to be rushed, but be considerate for
the
person
to the
trying
side.
To walk past you.
But you know what? You talk about the anger that comes with that. It does do good because one time this woman just left her cart right next to her car behind another car
yes
in like a slush and I was so pissed off mm-hmm. that I went and grabbed her cart grabbed like four others
and
I'm and like
put
working
them back.
For Market 32 and I ended up like putting back like six carts
right
in a rage
right so what I was gonna
they
say
they gave you a vest
yes yeah, like,
you end up doing good work yeah. due to your rage
yeah
because you're trying to show them. And so you're taking your anger out in a positive way mm-hmm. by putting the carts back and not making the poor cart boy go fetch her cart. When I go to pull into a parking spot, it doesn't happen often, but it's happened occasionally where there's a really good parking spot. I go to pull in
and there's a cart.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you motherfucker. And I'll always get out, move the cart, and pull in. I'm not going to not take this.
And push it into another spot.
You leave your car like in the middle of the aisle.
No, I'll live. Yes, basically. So my bad etiquette makes, yes. you know, yeah. like.
You know what I always find funny when people park crooked and like park in two spots and you're like, oh, if that person didn't do that, I'd have a spot. Like,
but
no,
you
wouldn't
because someone else would have
yes,
taken the spot.
Yes.
That always goes through my head. And then I have to say to myself, but you wouldn't. But yes. don't admit that.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
My dad parked like an asshole recently a few times in my car. And I've been with him.
You're going
to
get a reputation.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah, this is my car. Yeah. Like, I don't know if someone's going to see that or if someone's going to get mad and smash the window. But what I realized, because my dad is not an asshole, I realized people can have asshole behavior and not an asshole.
My mom, she parked in the fire lane to go grab like, I don't know, some groceries.
And
she's
a lovely woman.
The time.
And she's a lovely non-asshole. Yes.
And she would stay in stores until like 9:35
so
when the stores
like
closed at 9:30.
Asshole tendencies.
Yes, but she would
but
give
she's
you
a very lovely person.
She'd make you a pasta dinner right now, and she would give you the shirt off her back.
But she wouldn't call it gravy.
She would not.
Topless pasta
sauce, and she wouldn't call it pasta. It's macaroni.
Macaroni. What's macaroni? Well, my dad, lovely man, parks like an asshole. He's parked in handicap spots. He parks at an angle.
Yep.
He parks with the wheels turned, like where he's kind of straight, but the wheels are still crooked. And he's a
you
lovely.
You think it's an age thing?
No, my mom's always been that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like that generation.
Oh, that. Oh,
just like,
well,
yeah.
no, because generally, I think that
I don't
generation.
Have time for parking.
Yeah. Well, generally, I think they're more aware. But I do think my dad's kind of gotten to a point where it's like, fuck it. He's almost 70.
Well, that's the other thing is when you get up there, maybe you're just like, what are they going
to
do?
So I try to keep that in mind. When I see someone being an asshole, I'm like, this could be my dad.
That's a good way.
You know, rather than going so rage on them, mm-hmm. because in my mind, I'm like, you're the fucking worst. I hope you fucking die. I hate everything about you. I'm like, oh, he could just be an old guy that's, you know, not really aware at the moment.
I have a lot of.
So I'm trying to take it easier on people.
With stuff like that. Yeah. I can't think of too many. The shopping cart when people are shopping is definitely.
Oh,
one.
Yeah.
Convenience stores, lack of hustle for the clerk drives me up the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's like. They'll be over there just talking to their friend. You're up at the counter like, I don't want to be here.
Right. I'm not here for fun.
Yeah.
Well, there's people that always do the lotto tickets at the counter.
That's a good one.
And you're standing there. You got a milk
like,
in your hand.
I need 17 lotto tickets, a 3.
Yeah.
A 14.
And they don't care.
No. This is when you have to just go, you can go ahead. And you have to go to the end.
Yeah.
Those are the people that drive me insane when they're so unaware of the world around them. Something that drives me insane are the pedestrians in crosswalks going as slow as possible.
Yeah.
Like, you know I have the machine that could kill you right now, right? Like, if I chose to be a psychopath and they take, I mean, and you guys don't experience
it
as much here.
We can't relate to it that
because in LA, there's, foot traffic and you're trying to take a right. and the person's crossing because they have the. It's like, I know you have the right of way, but you don't have to have the right of way.
I could kill you.
Just a little bit of hustle. A little hustle. Yeah. All the difference.
A little hustle. So if someone runs out in front of my car, but they show me they're hustling. Favorite person in the world.
Exactly, and that's what I do. When someone says, go ahead, I'm like running. Yes. Like I'm running a marathon.
I'll do like
there's
even
nothing
like,
worse than waving somebody and then watching them like, stroll. At their I know. Leisure. It's like, really? I was nice to you.
I know.
Oh, you know what I also hate? Sorry, this is like...
This part of the show could be very
when
very
people
large,
drop very people off at the front of the store that are perfectly able.
Mm.
Like, why do you have to drop somebody off?
Yeah, I've done that.
But if it's in, it, you get in people's way, yes,
but
exactly.
You're not really disrupting the flow.
It's if you are trying to like get by and they're like right there.
If you're blocking, yes. But I have dropped my mom off and waited out front because, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's slippery.
Or cold.
But I know, we're not assholes. But that's the thing is that we all are assholes. So we are the people doing this. I'm not usually. I try to be super aware, but I'm aware to the point where it ruins my life.
Yes, I'm hyper aware.
Hyper aware ruins
usually
your life.
If somebody's mad at me, they're wrong.
Yeah. So I'm always wrong because I'm always mad at you.
No, like if somebody thinks I'm being an asshole, they're being unreasonable. Because like, I am constantly worried about how I'm... that I'm not doing stuff like that.
Right.
Like, to the point to where I wish I could say, fuck it.
I know.
This is my time up at the register. I'm going to take my time and get the service I want. But
if I pay with change, like if it's like $1.19 and there's a line and I'm like, I have 19 cents.
I'm like, never mind. Just take my $100 bill.
Yes.
Throughway stop. Throughway stop. When people are sitting there counting out their change, taking their time.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, if you have easy pass, you're in good shape. But if somebody literally gets to the booth and doesn't have their money ready.
But
like,
I'm
really?
So aware when that is me that like literally my hands are shaking because I'm trying to go so fast to not make people angry.
And then I never
to be
know
aware of them.
If you have exact and you know it's exact, do you have to wait for
them to count?
Go ahead. Should you just hand it and go?
I know.
But what if
I
you
know,
thought
but
that
what
your dime
wrong?
Was a nickel
yes,
and then
exactly.
nickel? Yeah.
They got to pay your 5 cents.
Yeah.
Pay your way.
Yeah.
Okay, spacing to me is super important. So movie theater, if the movie's pretty much empty and you're like a row somewhat behind me and kind of to my right, are you a murderer?
Yeah.
Are you insane?
It's like
I'm
the
very,
urinal. If you're, if you're at a urinal and a guy comes in and goes right next to you, that's
gotta be
psycho
weird.
Behavior.
It is, but also that happens in the women's bathroom and it's different because we have stalls, but there will be like a row of 10 stalls. I'll be in one, possibly doing number two, wanting some privacy, and someone goes to the stall right next to me, and it's like the entire bathroom.
Yeah.
The entire bathroom is open.
Why are you?
It's just burping. Yeah. I was going
to
vomit.
I always go to the first one, because I don't think anyone does.
Oh, I always go to the last,
like
because...
the handicap.
I always go handicap. Yeah. I really do, and that's
you,
asshole behavior.
But
I know.
Are you constantly thinking that someone's going to come in who's handicapped while you're in there?
Yeah, but
I
know my... I'm athletic enough that I'm going
to
be quick
jump
and out the before they come in.
So you should really not be in there because you're so athletic.
I know, the irony.
Yeah. The opposite.
But I've gone in there so many times that I'm like, I think I'm really setting the stage for my future... with karma.
Have
like
you,
I'm going to become paralyzed
have
or something.
Ever seen a handicapped person in there?
Not really.
No, never.
I actually just recently, not recently, but like later than I should have realized that you can use a handicap when you're not.
You can?
Oh wow. Yeah. Definitely.
Wait, we're allowed to use them? I thought I was breaking the law this whole time. Well, no, I thought I was doing it like in a bad way.
I was gonna say you probably shouldn't.
You were probably
doing it right your whole life. And then you met assholes like Kristen and I that are just like a lot of room in here.
That's so roomy.
Well, like I didn't realize, you know that on planes you could buy the handicap seat?
No. See, that's not very nice.
Maybe not on planes.
Well, no, you can buy extra leg room. I mean, that makes sense.
No, I'm not thinking of
I don't make sense either right now.
At a theater, you can buy those handicapped places and bring your own chair.
Oh,
I just learned this. But I'm like, what if someone after who bought the ticket was handicapped?
Right. I mean, chances are of them filling up with the handicap.
Handicap people don't fly though, do they?
Yeah, this is more they can't.
All
can
they need
they?
Is a seat. Really? I mean,
I could say so many wrong things right now that are going to get like
just put the chair and luggage and sit in a regular seat. Like,
right.
Unless you have like cerebral palsy or something where you're moving a lot.
Okay, backtrack. Good job.
Yeah. But if you're just crippled, you should be in a regular seat.
You
like
shouldn't
the rest
be going anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But I mean, I see what you're saying. You're still sitting in the same space.
Yeah.
As a handicapped person, like if you're missing a leg, maybe you should have less of a seat.
No, but I was talking about like a theater where there's like
in the front row
a wheelchair. Theater,
yeah. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Who can buy those seats?
I didn't know that, and I'm assuming most people don't know that.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't really want to do that because the whole movie, I want to enjoy the movie. I don't want to have anxiety if someone in a handicap situation is going to be coming in and then I'm going to look like an asshole. Although basically everyone in there is an asshole because everyone leaves their garbage and popcorn everywhere.
Yeah, you don't like that?
I don't.
See, I feel the opposite. I feel like that's literally someone's job to come in there and clean.
No, it's not. They did not get hired employed to pick up your trash.
Yeah, no, there's,
they're
I'm
movie
sure
theater
there's
ushers.
A, I'm sure there's somebody that's assigned to go clean the theater.
Yeah, that's no, part, I want to make
it. That's part of their job.
Yes, but to a reasonable extent.
Well, I'm not saying throw popcorn.
But that's
all
what
over
people are doing.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it looks like people do.
But if you leave your garbage in a underneath your seat or just your popcorn, your soda in the coaster.
See, I want to make everyone.
That's
my with Jen, like in me, we overthink everything or we try to please people. I want to make everyone's life experience as easy as possible.
And
that
mine
means
would be easier
I'm
by
throwing
leaving
away
my garbage.
From your experience.
Yes.
Yes. I'm concerned about their experience.
But, so here's the deal. You bringing your garbage does not make them not have to come in there and walk every aisle and pick stuff up.
It makes it easier, though, and it gives them more time to just hang out on their cell phones.
They're walking those aisles anyway, I would think.
Gives them more time on Instagram.
If it were me and it were my job, I'd be like, wow, people are filthy animals. That's what I don't want the world
just,
to be perceived
so
as.
You're so unaware of what it's like to have a job that you don't realize that most people
most
think that all the time.
Yeah, right, right.
I work with the public, so.
That's a good point.
I have to.
We're filthy and disgusting, and I just want to try to minimize that for these poor people.
I work.
These poor people. They're not poor people. I want to minimize it.
They're going to the movies.
Yes, they're not poor.
No,
I mean for the poor people who are cleaning it.
Oh,
I work
right.
Like in a bathroom. If I was with a girl. You tinkle on the seat. There's no way around it. We don't sit directly on the seat, and we don't have perfect aim like you guys with your guns. So
guns.
Well, Kyle's a little pistol.
Pistol. Yeah, pistol.
He's like pop gun or squirt gun. So when women go to the bathroom, it will most likely go on the seat. I always wipe the seat with toilet paper because I don't want someone to go in and be like, ew. But I'm doing a disservice because if they sit, they're not going to know they were just sitting on a spot where there was pee that has not been sanitized. However, I would much them prefer to see it clean than actually have it clean.
It's weird to me that you won't put a toilet cover down and sit on the toilet, but you'll touch it with your hand.
No, I don't touch it. Well, like, I fold up a huge thing of toilet paper.
That is way dirtier to me.
Yeah, they actually say putting the toilet paper on the seat
is the cleanest way.
Yeah, they say... Yeah, sitting on it is even cleaner than sometimes what we do to avoid it.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Yeah.
I got a rash on my butt when I was a kid from sitting on a toilet.
That's
I really did.
How long?
It was a long one. 45 minutes. It was not an easy... I didn't eat a lot of fiber as a kid.
Yeah. Wow. That makes sense.
I did get a rash when I was a kid, so I'm very aware. I don't sit... But I will put... Like, if I'm in the... If I've got to do more business than a number one... I'll put the seat cover down, but I'll do a couple of them because anything can get through that. The thing that they give you, it's not like plastic.
Yeah, but I think it's like condoms. If you use two, it loses its effectiveness.
It doesn't feel as good for me.
But I think about all the times that I've been drunk and I go into a bathroom and I just sit and I don't care.
See, I don't sit. You guys must sit more. I don't sit.
I don't sit.
I am not
in
sitting.
A public bathroom.
No.
I have before.
But that's where I get my squats But that's where you get your squats
work.
In.
I have left work to go home because I won't sit in a public.
See, I'll sit, but I'll put, if I'm going to sit, I'm going to put toilet paper
down.
That's
what.
If I'm not sitting, I'm really going, this is a fine workout right now for my thighs.
That's why I don't mind going in a porta potty because there's actually a way you can hold on to the door.
You face the
but
back.
I know.
And you can just
sit. It can
sit.
Hold,
yes,
right. It holds you upright.
See, I guess that's an advantage.
Yeah.
One of the most naive things, and then we'll start
male
wrapping this
privilege
up
right there.
Where was where was bathroom habits on your notes?
That's
the segment of the show. Where
it's in the second part of
the show's
fourth.
Called Kristen and Poo, not Kristen and Chill. The grossest thing that I had ever done in terms of bathroom stuff and not knowing, I was super naive. I went into a porta potty and I was like, it's so nice that they have a purse holder, somewhere to put your purse. I didn't know it was a separate thing for a guy's urinal. It's a urinal.
You thought it was a person.
I thought it was a thing to set like, stuff.
How convenient, there's a drain in this person holder.
You never noticed the drain. It just looked like a stand for something. So I'd put my purse in it. I'm not kidding. And then one time
how
I came
out.
27.
Oh my God.
And I came out and said to an ex-boyfriend of mine, I said, it's so nice that they have like a purse holder where you can put your purse. Like, that's not a purse holder. Did
what
you throw
a
out
weird,
your
goo? What a weird thing.
I know.
You would have been really pissed if your purse got taken when you got out. Fucking purse holder didn't do his job.
Got peed all over. Yeah. These pigs. Filthy animals.
Someone flushed my purse in that holder. Oh my God. It's so wild.
Yeah, it was a fitting spot for it because my purse is all garbage. Just, you know, no money in it. Nothing valuable.
That is crazy.
Could go right down the drain. Yeah, that was so naive. What
crazy
town. Who am I?
Purse holder.
Yeah.
They don't even have purse holders in regular bathrooms. Yeah,
and why would they design it that way?
I don't know. I thought
like a little cubby would work, not a big porcelain
but why,
bowl.
I just don't understand why you have to have a separate urinal when there's a whole toilet right there. Why do the guys have to have a urinal in the porta potty?
Because then we don't have to
look at all the garbage below.
Yeah, the reason?
Yeah, so, like one hole is fine.
So when you pee as a man, you're going to get some on the seat sometimes too. It's going to sprinkle up. It's going to dribble. So it's a public place. You don't want to do that.
All right. So they're doing us a service.
This is just a wall you get to like pee into and it's gone.
Right, right.
And
you don't have to look at all the poo.
You don't have to touch anything at them.
Right.
Like you go into a urinal, you're just taking your unit out and you're going.
What's
and then
the height requirement
around.
For a urinal? Like how do they
decide? There's different sizes.
But
usually,
in a porta potty, there's just one urinal. You know, it's not like there's variation.
Yeah, so you have to work with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can use the other one.
But I feel like that's something that people would be like, that's not fair. I'm a little person and my penis doesn't fit up to the regular adult urinal. Well, whatever.
There. Yeah. You're.
Where did this go?
I don't know. I'm sorry I changed the show format, everyone. I'm having more fun, so that's all that matters. So this was our first Kristen and Chill, so we're chilling.
Chilling.
We are chilling.
We talked about some mental health things. We talked about some non-mental health things, but most importantly, we talked about me. That's what matters.
It is. We talked a lot about you.
So I'm going to leave you with a bit from Tony. This is Tough Love with Tony. This is how we're ending our new show. You guys aren't going to hear it yet, so you can't respond to it because it's not recorded yet.
I'm not hearing
anything.
Well,
save this for afterwards. Wow, that was really good.
Oh my gosh, Tony's awesome.
Opened my eyes.
It's supposed to be like a soprano, like an Italian tough love.
But you don't like
sopranos.
It's a character, yeah.
You're Tony.
I'm not Tony. Someone else is doing it.
Oh,
it's Tough Love with Tony.
Mm-hmm. Tough Love with Tony.
Yeah. So anyway, do what Tony says. Don't fuck with Tony.
Whatever happened to Gary Cooper?
Exactly. Whatever happened to Gary
watch
Cooper?
Sopranos.
And that's how we do it. Full circle, baby.
Watch Sopranos.
So remember, don't stay sad enough to listen, but stay bored enough to listen.
But not too bored.
But not too bored. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
Sorry, I'm driving, but for God's sakes, like, get over yourself, right? Like, fucking depressed about this. I'm sad. I'm depressed. Like enough, right? You got look at it this way. You wake up in the morning, right? You gotta look at it like you're covered in wet cement. So what the fuck you do if you're covered in wet cement? You get up and you fucking keep moving. You do something. You do something decent for the world, whether it's making them laugh with a couple of gags like you do on that other radio show that I heard you on. Very funny, by the way. You're very funny. You got talent, so I don't know. You know, don't ever fucking waste the talent. It's important. God gives you the talent. He expects you to use it. So don't be an asshole. Anyway, so what happens if you sit there and you let the cement dry, you know? You can't fucking do anything. You're like paralyzed. It's not good. So you got to keep going. You got to keep going and you got to do what's right for the world. What's right? Sorry, some asshole just drove in front of me. I don't know where they get these people driving from. It's like, where are these guys like? Hey, get your fucking driver's license. Sorry, sweetheart. Listen. You wake up, you do the best you can. You do the right thing. That's it. That's all. All right. I left you a long fucking message. I'm sorry about that. All right, sweetheart, you take good care of yourself. Anyway. All right, I love you. Love to the whole family, all right? There you go.
Wow, that was really good.
Oh my gosh, Tony's awesome.
Opened my eyes.